In this week's Cod Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Peter Scharf, Nutrient Management Specialist for the University of Missouri. This is Cut 1, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
Where do we need to put more and where do we need to put less? And that's where the sensors come in. We're looking at using sensors to diagnose how much the crop needs. So we look at the sensor on a high nitrogen area that we've put out early in the season, and then we can drive across the field and compare that to how the cotton looks. If the cotton looks almost as good as that, we're going to put on a low rate of nitrogen, whereas if the cotton looks smaller and lighter green, we're going to crank up the nitrogen rate. And this is on a once a second basis. We're evaluating and making a decision and operating a machine to make that come to reality.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
If you're putting on nitrogen that is not needed and not doing you any good, you're spending money that just comes out of your pocket and goes down a hole. And the second reason is putting on more nitrogen than you need on cotton can lead to other problems. It can lead to more insect problems. It can lead to rank growth that you need to put on more growth regulator or use more defoliant at the end of the season. And so putting on the right amount helps to avoid some of those other problems.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We had 2 years of small plot experiments, three each year, and after that it came out so well that we felt we were ready to go to field scale. We're continuing with the small plot experiments, but we've got a good relationship between what the sensor sees and what the best nitrogen rate is, and so we've done a 40-acre demo field this year, and that is looking great right now. We did put on less than the producer by about 45 pounds per acre, and the cotton looks just as good. We are doing on-farm demos for at least the next 2 years in both corn and cotton, but we're looking at 40 on-farm demos over the next 2 years between those two crops. And we bring the sensors and the computers and the wires and everything that's needed, put it onto the machine. The machine has to already be able to do variable rate. It has to have a controller and the mechanism that will change the rate. And then we can just get them set up to temporarily try it out and see what they think of it.